She keeps filling up the hut with rubbish, like flowers and plants. And not only is it overcrowded, it's loaded with ants. She is definitely too intrusive, a nuisance, and yet she's an interesting creature. This Eve, she's developing a strange new habit which doesn't make sense. She's forever reaching out to touch me, which makes me feel tense. She is definitely quite eccentric, a numbskull, and yet she's an interesting creature. This evening, colors drive her absolutely crazy. The gold of the sun, the purple of the hills, crimson colored clouds in the skies. When I say this is sentimental hogwash, foolishness, she simply sighs. When I'd rather be alone and resting, then she comes around and invariably starts describing some wonder she's found. She invariably gets my back up, yet invariably I perceive she's an interesting creature this Eve. Once I saw her standing on a hilltop, her head tilted back, the sunlight on her face, gazing at the flight of a bird. And suddenly I saw that she was beautiful. Beautiful, yes, that's the word. There are animals around this garden more soothing than she, but there's nothing in the whole of Eden more pleasant to see. If she'd only learn to keep her mouth shut 1 minute at a time, why, I believe I could possibly enjoy just watching this curiously interesting creature.